Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 32. So I'm really appreciating that I'm in a hotel right now that both has a fitness center and a laundry room combined, actually, which is kind of clever because I always thought that would be a great opportunity for like a laundromat. You have a laundromat and then you have workout machines on like the other side so people can do, you know, double duty, right? Like, why not? So, of course, I've also wanted to combine that with a bookstore, coffee shop, CD store, etc. But I do think the fitness thing would be great. you got to sit there and do nothing. You might as well stand there and walk and do something, right? Anyway, so I'm very grateful. And to be able to do my laundry in the hotel is quite delightful. So if you're hearing strange noises behind me, that would be why. We would do ourselves well if we did more combining of things where, you know, like, okay, so you go get your tires changed or rotated or whatever people do with tires. I'm showing my car ignorance here. I do know that you do not have to change your headlight fluid. I am very aware of that. Anyway, why not? Could we do that? Could we have treadmills in random places where you throw in 50 cents and you get to walk for 15 minutes? Or would that actually really deter people? I don't know. Would that 50 cents deter? Would people do that? It would be great. You end up like going somewhere and buying a cup of coffee or a meal, right? So why not throw the 50 cents in and walk for a while? And if you're in the Northland where I am, where, you know, in the summer, you can just go take a walk. But we live a lot of our life not in the summer. And I think this would be a fine thing. So treadmills and ellipticals and other things everywhere. We get smaller, shorter workouts, but we get more of them. And we keep talking to people about park farther away and walk farther from your car to the place you need to go. Why not walk in the place you need to go? Sadly, I don't own a brick and mortar business to to be the change that I want to see in the world. But if I do, I will have to do that. That was not the topic that I had intended on sharing today, but it is a good one that I think we could explore a lot further in society in general. Hopefully you aren't overconsumed on this issue. I'll be really honest. I have not learned as much about this as I should, being the Florida school shooting. I know a little bit about it. I've seen a little bit of media, and I want to learn more. But the piece that I learned that I think is key, and I'm not sure if it's getting attention. So I apologize if I'm repeating something everybody else is saying, and if they are, then it renews my hope in humanity, so huzzah. The thing that I learned that I think is really important is the fact that the shooter in this situation made it through alive, and my understanding is that happened in another recent school shooting too. And I think there's a lot of things to talk about this, and this forum is a very small place to talk about a very big, complicated, multi-volume subject, but I'm just going to toss this out there. I hope that we can find a way to learn from these kids, find a way to do something different, to treat them with some version of respect, to be able to really talk to them. These are clearly people who are hurting. And are they doing good things? No, they are not. But my guess is it's not just a random act of I was bored today, right? This kid sounded like he had some stuff going on. And if we can possibly examine this and learn what we can and gain this kid's like trust in a real way, not a phony way, but look at this as a symptom to a really big problem that I don't know is solvable, other people have stated that too. Is this a solvable problem? I don't really know if it really is, but I think the only way we're going to have a chance is to actually talk about it in a real way, and in a way that media really can't handle. Media doesn't have the time or the desire to get deep the way that needs to be gotten deep into this kid's head. And to be able to just really listen here and let him speak his true mind without judgment. and see what we can learn from all of that. I think if we don't, we're making a huge, huge mistake, and we're saying as society, we really don't want to learn from this. We just want to stop the evil. But to stop the quote-unquote evil, you need to understand the beliefs behind the evil, right? You need to understand where this kid is coming from, him and many others. There are probably many, many kids out there who cannot speak their truth because of the fear that they will be seen as a risk or, you know, ostracized for how they feel and how they think. And I think that's a very important piece that we need to recognize a little bit, is that kids have a hard time saying what they want to say as well, saying how they feel and being just open and honest about it and trying to walk through their feelings and work through them and understand them. Being a teenager is hard and it's confusing, and there's a lot of chemicals in one's body that are making things happen. And it's no secret that our brains are not formed fully when we are teenagers. And that is not to say that a child cannot look at the consequences of their actions and see certain aspects of what is going to happen. And I'm definitely not saying we shouldn't hold people accountable. I'm saying we need to understand more what's going on, what pushes somebody over the edge, what makes them actually take the weapon and do the act versus the kid who has a similar experience who doesn't. Are they led by fear more? Are they led by, you know, what is it about them? And I don't think that we need to then curtail society to lead everybody by fear, if that is the difference. But we do need to understand what's going on and understand the depths of some of this stuff. So I'm hoping that that's happening, and I'm hoping that that will happen. And again, not saying that this kid shouldn't be held accountable, but I think we should take opportunities like this and really learn from them. There are a lot of people in the world who have been very bullied and who haven't taken such strong actions to hurt other people or hurt themselves. So why is that? What made that person not take those actions? We need to learn from that too. We have a lot to figure out. If we truly want to figure this out as a society and not just blame it on gun control and not just blame it on mental illness, we can label every situation mental illness that goes wrong with this, but I think that that is kind of a mistake, because you're kind of just othering and throwing them in a category of something's wrong with them instead of looking at the reality that there's something wrong in general and we need to be dealing with that. Maybe we can help the suicide count of kids who are killing themselves, teenagers. Maybe we can stop more mass shootings and have innocent people not be killed. I think, again, very, very, very complex issue and a lot to handle and a lot more than I can handle in this tiny little episode. But I'm just saying, how can we frame it? There's a lot of anger and a lot of pain that is legitimately happening right now, and that's totally understandable. And fear. And how can we take a step back and maybe look at that differently alongside, not replacing the fear, the pain, the wanting to hold the child accountable, but be able to do it alongside. I guess in my mind, it's like more of a prism of feelings and a prism of attitudes, and all of those are different little pieces of the lens in a little different way rather than an either or. Good luck, everybody. I hope this makes sense to people and doesn't just annoy them. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you would like to be a little more interactive, you can find me on Facebook if you type in at Mornings with a Stranger with no spaces. So it's the at sign Mornings with a Stranger. You should pull up my Facebook page, and I welcome you to like it and share your thoughts. Thoughtful thoughts and comments are always welcomed. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Look forward to talking with you again. Have a wonderful morning.